Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Today is Jubilate Sunday. And you don't really need to be a Latin scholar to figure out that that comes into English as a sort of jubilation, a reason to rejoice, a reason to be glad. Now this year, once again, this text falls on Mother's Day. And I always think it's neat when it does, because it gives a perfect example of the joy that God understands when a new life is brought into the world. Dear Christian, you have a reason to rejoice today. If you watched any sort of news over the last week, you saw people go crazy over the possibility that we wouldn't murder so many babies. Consider that. Dwell on that. How crazy and satanic is it to somehow think that this would be the worst thing in the world? For 49 years, we've had this terrible thing on the books, and we are looking at the possibility of it finally being overturned. But guess what? That gives us a reason to rejoice, even though we know that there is still plenty of work to do. Because it doesn't actually outlaw anything. And so our prayer and our meditation will continue to be for the weakest among us, the children who do not have a voice, the babies who are yearning to be born according to God's holy will. It is satanic to desire otherwise. It is atrocious to argue otherwise. Life is a gift given by God. And while I know there are exceptions, and I know that there is a struggle for many of the women out there, the concept that this would be the worst thing in the world to overturn is unconscionable to me, and honestly to God as well. It's a gift from Him, given as He chooses to give it. Yes, there is sin in the world. Yes, there are terrible men out there who have done irreparable damage and hurt certain women and girls. That does not negate the joy of a life. There are so many out there that would gladly raise that life for any girl who is struggling. Adoption is significantly the better option. We have a lot of work ahead of us. Whenever an abortion occurs, it is not safe because murder is not safe. A life always ends. And so we pray to God. We read His word. And we continue the discussions. And we pray to an end this Holocaust that we have allowed for far, far too long. But even if this doesn't get overturned, and even if nothing changes, we still have a reason to have jubilation. To rejoice, because death has been conquered. It has been conquered for that girl who has been hurt. It has been conquered for the man who did detestable things. It has been conquered for people like you and me who sin against God every single day and yet approach His cross and cry out for His forgiveness with a heart of repentance. Death has been conquered for you. You have sorrow now. This life was never promised to be joy-filled every single day. God never said that He just wanted your happiness and so you just live however makes you happy. God says, I desire eternal communion with you. Here is my word. Here is what I have to say to you. Listen to it and live. I give you my law, knowing that you can't perfectly fulfill it, but knowing that it is truly what is best for you and your neighbor. And guess what? When I see your failures, and I see you return to me with that repentance, and I hear your cry out to me for forgiveness, I look at the cross of my son, and I say your sins are forgiven. Is that not a reason to have joy? It certainly is. We have sorrow right now. This life isn't easy. Some days are harder than others. You are filled with diseases or cancers or imperfections in your body that cause you daily to struggle. And yet, there's something better coming. On that day of visitation, when Jesus Christ returns, the sorrow of this world will turn to joy. Not for the world, mind you, not for those who find their happiness in the world, but for those of us who find our joy, our delight, our happiness instead in Jesus Christ. In his wounds, in his cross, and in his empty grave. Today is a reason to rejoice that God has also given life, and that he has blessed so many women in this congregation, in our families, in this nation, and in this world with the gift of life, with the gift of children. They are a reason to joy. Now, sometimes that gift takes quite a long time to come about. And that is a cross, and that is a tribulation. But we put our faith, we put our trust in God, knowing that his timing is always best. Really, think about these words. Your sorrow will be turned to joy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. I'm a man, so I've never had the sorrow that comes with childbearing pains. I can't fully grasp or comprehend just how hurtful that can be because of Eve's failure to follow God's word. But as a husband and as a father, I get to see that moment of sorrow turn to joy. And hopefully here pretty soon, not on a Sunday, I'm praying not on a Sunday, but I'll get to witness that again for a sixth time. I rejoice in this wonderful gift of life because it is given by God. We have sorrow, but on that last day, all of our sorrow will pass away. And we will have total joy for eternity. Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. That's the truth. That's why we do this. That's why right now you are gathered here, hopefully in preparation for some sort of brunch later today. Hopefully you will take the opportunity to give thanks for your mother, your grandmother, your great-grandmother, whether she's in heaven or whether she is among you, rejoice in that. Because just as children are a gift from the Lord, so is a God-fearing mother. Because she has prayed fervently for you. Not just that you would be brought into this world safely, but that you would always know Jesus. So many mothers and grandmothers' prayers have done so much for their grandchildren and children, so much for this world that is bent and broken. And we give thanks to God for that. We give thanks to God that he has instilled faith in so many women. Men, we thank God for you too. But today we especially want to thank him for this gift, the gift of motherhood. We grow weak, we grow faint, and yet we know that he will raise us up. On that last day, our bones that are lying in our tombs will be knit back together, just as we heard from Ezekiel. And on that day, the Holy Spirit will descend upon us. And on that day, our souls will reunite with our bodies, and we will rise from our tombs, never to be sad again, never to have pain again, but rather to rejoice. That's what Christ's resurrection means for you, dear children of God. And that is why we have jubilation. And so the church sings. With high delight, let us unite in songs of great jubilation. Ye pure in heart, all bear your part, sing Jesus Christ our salvation. To set us free forever he is risen and sends to all earth's ends good news to save every nation. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.